Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Oh, my goodness. Just warning everyone now, if Jordan the intern's tone of voice sounds like this, it's probably because he's freaking out, too. I'm going to do my best to unfreak half of you Saints fans out there that are losing their minds as day two is underway of NFL legal tampering. Tomorrow, officially, you can put ink to paper. Big moves being made everywhere, including after the show yesterday. Some of the names that some Saints fans wouldn't mind being in the black and gold, they're not going to be in the black and gold. They're in different colors, including red and white, as one from Jordan the intern's wish list is no longer available as he spurns the Texans to go to Kansas City. Tyrann Mathieu, everyone needs to breathe. Take a deep breath, relax, and understand one very important thing. When you have just north of $3 million total in cap space, there's not a lot you can sort of do for the big name, big splash sort of things. We were saying that already. Yes, sure. Mickey Loomis in the past has done a lot of different things with money and worked out. I get that. I do. Remember what I said yesterday. Theme of the show. If you truly, honestly believe a call kept this team from the Super Bowl, breathe. They didn't get a ton worse, right? We were saying yesterday, Okafor, Ingram, if you lose those two, are you really not a playoff team? That's all I'm saying. Hey, everybody, it's Gus Kattengill, 800-998-1003. Join the intern here as well in our Metairie studio. And Joey's back over in the LaRose studios. He will answer your phone calls. 800-998-1003. Go ahead. Jordan the intern, tweet the questions of the day. Thoughts, Saints fans, on the two moves that reportedly look like are going to be made today. We'll get into it right here at ESPN Radio NOLA, Facebook as well. Let's get right off to it. Mike Triplett's going to join us at 12:30, barring any other breaking news just now. David Grubbs, 115. Pels, Bucks. Very interesting game from one standpoint. Potentially the league MVP in town from Milwaukee. The interns efforting to try to get somebody from Milwaukee to talk a little bit about the Bucks in their, I mean, fantastic season, right? I mean, seriously, to become they're a contender. They are absolutely a contender for it all. And I'm not even going with stop it. I mean, everyone wants to overreact. It's handed to the Warriors. I said it's as competitive as it's been. And then literally, Jordan, you know what I saw last night on SportsCenter? Something's wrong with the Warriors. Because they lost to the Suns. It's over.
Something is wrong with them.
Steve, well?
Did you see Steve Kerr?
It's your boy. You know who that is, huh?
Boogie.
Yep. Shocking how that happens. Boogie gets in the locker room and there's discontent everywhere. Boogie. Did I just blame Boogie for the downfall of the Warriors? They'll be fine. But I do not think it's handed to him. A lot of people feel it's handed to him. I don't. I really don't. Anyway, we'll talk a little about that. Then Tony Clark, head coach of your state champion, Thibodeau Tigers, going to chat with us at 2:05, talk about that great run that completed over the weekend. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. We had a caller, Mr. Rex, said, let's talk a little Thibodeau title. And we will. We'll talk with the head coach, the man himself, coming up at 2:05. Maybe possibly some other guests mixed in here as well. Either way, we'll have a little fun. So let's get right to it. The big news of the day. It started with, of course, one of the big things that took place was the news that Teddy Bridgewater turned down a bigger offer with the Miami Dolphins to stay with the New Orleans Saints. Okay? Now, we talked about this last Friday, two Fridays ago when I was on the show. I'm sure you guys sort of did this past Friday here as well. We were talking about Teddy Bridgewater. And for weeks, and even when he first got here, I remember it kind of broke in, the third hour of the show, right before the season started. I said, hey, look, I wonder if this is a move to be the heir apparent or not. I've also said several times on this show, as you know, Jordan, I think because you have darn near a playoff-ready team for the next couple of seasons, that the heir apparent, as in a quarterback that's going to, you know, quarterback 5 to 10 years or a younger player, it's not here just yet. I think you'll be a bridge quarterback, a.k.a. a veteran that can take what the Saints have right now and then move a little bit more forward with it. When you take a look at the roster, and it's something that really stood out to me, and a lot of people have been tweeting about it this morning. It's a very young roster, right? That the Saints are going to have nucleus-wise, if that makes any sense. When you look at the roster, you have Alvin Kamara. What is he? 23 years old? Michael Thomas, 26. Marcus Davenport, you just drafted him. He's going into year two. He's 22. Marshawn Lattimore's 22. Ryan Ramczyk, 24. Sheldon Rankins, 24. Makes a lot of sense. What is it? Diana Rossini saying earlier today that at the combine, she asked head coach Sean Payton, If this is her exact tweet from 3 hours ago. I asked Saints head coach Sean Payton at the combine who he was going after at quarterback, knowing Drew Brees could be done soon. He said, I have my guy. His name is Teddy Bridgewater. So she's just releasing that info now. But apparently this was in the works and in the plans. I do not think that this isn't a decision that's made if you don't have a conversation with parties involved. Parties being Drew Brees, Sean Payton, Teddy Bridgewater. Right? Teddy wants to start, and I'm sure, and I'll get to you in a quick sec, is there's some teams that thought about it. Now, Nick Foles to the Jags, it takes one team out, right? Dolphins, ready to move on from the Tannehill era. Other than that, did they have different options? Did other teams not really trust what Teddy could do? I don't know, but the vibe was in there, and when Michael Thomas tweets, we've been wanting him, we like the vibe, we're trying to build something here and all that. Look, that's something to be said. That whenever that day comes and number nine says, okay, somebody else take the football, to have that young core nucleus already kind of built in. Remember, we've been talking about this for years. One of the best things that you would have is somebody that could sit for a year or two under Drew, know the offense. Remember Teddy Bridgewater when he signed said he's been following the Saints offense since high school. And more importantly, he's now going to have 2 seasons with this young core. Traveling, eating, hanging out, getting to know them in the locker room. So when it's his turn to say hut, it's built in. It's almost like an Aaron Rodgers situation. Chew, you want to chime in to the conversation? What you got, bud?
I like the Latavius Murray signing. The reason, mm-hmm. I know most Saints fans won't understand this, but you're getting him at $3 million a year, basically. Mark Ingram's not going to sign for $3 million a year. He already gave us a hometown discount once on his last contract, so he was not going to do that again. And plus, you got teams like the Bears and others that are going to be offering him upwards of double that at least. Mm-hmm. 6 to 8 million is what I'm hearing from them. So we couldn't sign. We didn't have the money to be able to sign him. Latavius Murray, he's done decent in Minnesota with the average offensive line. I think you put him, you match him with Kamara and our offensive line. I think he'll do as well as Ingram. Not knocking Ingram in any way, but I think he'll do as well. As far as Teddy Bridgewater, we'll see. He may be the bridge quarterback, but mm-hmm. you still have to have that bridge quarterback if he's
absolutely.
Not the franchise.
And Chew, when I say bridge quarterback, I mean like, hey, I would want a veteran while you have a team that has a lot of young athletes and stars. You know what I'm talking about? Then I can take my time, find the right young quarterback after Teddy and develop him and do all those different things. But, dude, when you have guys like Thomas, Kamara, and Rankins, you're a playoff-caliber team. I need a guy that's ready to go, you know, and take as much window as you want. You're mentioning the Ingram and Murray situation. I didn't get to it just yet before you called, but basically it's real simple. Saints offering apparently in agreeing to with Latavius Murray of the Vikings. 4 years, $14 million. Comes to, like you said, about $3.6 a year. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, we had him on yesterday. He tweeted a source told him that the offer for Ingram came in at about $4 million per season. We've been talking about this the last several weeks. I think the Saints were completely comfortable with four and some change to give him what he had and a little more. And I also understand, Chu, Ingram's stance, right? This is his last big contract. He's 29 years old. Yeah. He probably wants a little bit more. And when you start seeing teams like the Bears, the Packers, the Ravens, the Lions, those are all teams that can be potential playoff teams. It makes sense. He probably can get two, three more. You know what? I gotta look at it from that perspective. Let me break this down quickly to you, Chu, and I'll get your take as you're saying Ingram and Murray, because some Saints fans are freaking out that it's over. Okay. Ingram, Murray, same age, 29 years old. Ingram last year, 138 attempts, 645 yards, 6 TDs, 4.7 average. Murray, 140 attempts, 578 yards, 6 TDs, 4.1 average. Overall for their career, Ingram, 8 seasons, 106 games played, 1,321 attempts, 6,000 yards, and 7, so it's a little change there, 50 TDs. It's a lot. Murray, 3 seasons less, 5 years, 77 games played, 899 attempts, 3,698 yards. So a little over half of that in 3 less seasons. 34 touchdowns. Receiving, 161 receptions, 883 yards, 0 TDs, 6.9 yards average though per catch for Ingram. 1,598 yards. Saints offense used them a little bit more. Only 5 TDs, though, in his career as a receiver. 228 attempts. His average, Chew, 7 yards a catch. It's almost a wash, and the Saints saved $400,000.
Absolutely. They probably saved more than that, because I think, like I said, Ingram's going to get his money from somewhere else, so I'm not mad at him at all. If he would get the $8 million from somebody else, hey, make it happen, man. You know, I love Ingram. I love everything that he's about. You know, he helped us, you know, get to where we are now. But I think, you know, like I told my buddy earlier, he said, oh man, it's not going to be the same without Ingram and Kamara together.
Yeah.
I was like, well, a lot of people said it wouldn't be the same when Deuce retired, but Pierre Thomas was the one that stepped up and won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is the NFL. You're not going to be able to keep guys their entire career unless they agree with the circumstance.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Ingram, you know, he's going to get the money, and you have to pat him on the back to take that money. That he's looking out for his family. You know,
no, I
just want to touch on.
Go ahead.
I want to touch on real quick.
All right, real quick, because I got Travis holding on. Go ahead.
I do think Bridgewater is he can be the guy that can lead us after Drew's done. And the reason I say that is he's, you know, coming out of college, he was highly touted. I think he didn't even have a full training camp with us. He came in after the preseason. So now you factor in he's gonna have OTAs, he's gonna have a full camp. I think he's going to look much better in the preseason with us next year and going forward.
There it is. Thank you so much, too. Appreciate it. Travis, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. What you got, Travis?
Yeah, I called yesterday to break Jordan's heart, so I'm going to call to mend it a little bit now.
Okay.
Like I told you, Tyron would play to market value, and he did. And he played it really well. Landon signed his contract. And he went right after him. He got, what, $14 million a year, something like that, right? That's how much, like, what the Texans were offering him, $9 million, and he ended up with, what, $5 million
for? For Tyron Matthew?
Yeah. Like
yeah, 9 years, like right. With Kansas right. City, 3 years, $42 million. That's 14 a year. I keep trying to tell you. The Saints didn't have that. They weren't going to pay him $14 million.
No way. And that's exactly what I said, that they wouldn't have it. But guess what? What that means now, what I'm hearing is Eric Berry's now going to hit the market.
Correct.
Which can work really well for the Saints as well. This is a veteran who probably wants a ring. He can come in and he can supply that. Probably what the Saints would need, a little veteran leadership for that young secondary. So I think that's a good fit. I heard the last guy talking about Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think that even if you don't find what you need in Teddy Bridgewater, next year's quarterback class is really good. Like, their quarterback galore in next year's draft. Like, there's going to be, I mean, of course, you're going to have Justin Herbert from Oregon at the top, and you're going to have Tua at the top of the list as well. But everywhere else, there's quarterbacks. There's at least, what, I want to like 10 quarterbacks that can go in the first round that are first round caliber. But not everybody needs a quarterback next year. So the Saints are probably sitting real pretty right now with their picks because you can probably move around for next year's draft, even if you don't like what you have at Teddy. But again, I think that the Murray signing was enough. I don't think that it might not be. It's not the glamour, the glitz and glamour of what you've been having with Ingram, of course. But Murray is a good productive back. And right now, all you need is production. I mean, that's what they need. So I don't mind the signing at all.
Look, I'll say this, Travis. Alvin Kamara is your featured back, right? There's no doubt about it. And again, by no means, I think this is a. I don't think anyone lost in this situation. I think Mark Ingram's going to get more. Look, they don't make this move unless they feel that he's going somewhere else for money or they couldn't get the money to work. That's what this is. Right. I think Ingram was their first choice. But when you take a look at this season, and obviously I get it. Maybe it was different with him having the suspension early. I understand it. But after the Bengals and Eagles game in which he had 104, 103 yards. After that, it was 52, 27, 52, 63, 35, 28. Those were his rushing totals. Five attempts, 11, 12, 13, 7, 11. My point is, I think his greatest value probably wasn't even on the field as much as it was in the locker room. He's Kamara's big brother. They didn't do anything together. I mean, not together. So I understand that. And I think that's the risk you do take. At the same time, there isn't anything that I've seen out of Alvin Kamara to make me think that he's not mature enough, that he isn't ready to handle it or anything from that nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a better scenario for you. Was Murray the featured back in Minnesota?
No, he wants to be more of a featured back, and I think he's going to get more carries. He's not going to be the featured back here. Look, here's the other thing. He's 29 years old, too, so he is a vet.
Right.
And he has five seasons under him. So, they don't give him 4 years. That's the key in this deal. 4 years. I don't think they give him that if they don't think that he's going to play here for a bit. This isn't one of those, hey, let's pluck somebody here and put somebody. They're seeing their backfield be Kamara and Murray. Right?
Yeah.
It ain't a 2-year deal. It's a 4-year deal.
I think that Murray understands his role a little bit better than what the role that Mark Ingram wants. Because if I'm not mistaken, by no means am I comparing the ability of Cook and Kamara, but they're somewhat of the same type of back as far as like a receiver,
right.
A little scat back, so to speak.
Right.
So I think Murray understands his role with the Saints a little bit more than what Ingram, the role that Ingram wants going forward.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for the phone call, Travis. 800-998-1003, hour one. It's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Good job, Jordan, the intern, coming through. Bart Winkler.
Winkler.
Winkler. There we go.
Co-host for Chuck and Winkler.
Chuck
weekday
and Winkler.
Morning 6 to 10 on 105.7.
In Milwaukee. Fan. He's going to join us at 105. Little confirmation here. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Much more of your phone calls. 800-998-1003. What your take? Teddy Bridgewater staying. Mark Ingram apparently out. Latavius Murray going to be a Saint. And a top pass rusher scheduling a visit with the Saints. I'll have that with you next. When we come back, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram Trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Gulftech's March Major Sale is now in full swing. If you're a golfer looking for major improvements with your swing or clubs, get to Gulftech and save up to 20% in March. Get started with a swing evaluation or tech fit club fitting for only $100. Your local Gulftech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better, play better, Gulftech.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Your Detroit Lions making moves. Jordan the intern, championship moves.
Apparently the Bills are making championship moves also.
Lions, tight end Jesse James, four-year deal worth $25 million, gets 11 fully guaranteed. The former Steeler going to Detroit. Eagles, inside linebacker Jordan Hicks, intends to sign with the Cardinals, four-year deal, $36 million, 12 to sign, 20 guaranteed. Packers signing former Ravens pass rusher Za'Darius Smith to four-year deal, $66 million, gets $34.5 million. In his first 2 years. Now let's bring it on to the Saints. Lions free agent pass rusher Ziggy Ansah, one of the top pass rushers, as per Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet, so we're to follow him on Twitter, has visits set with the Bills, then the Saints, sources say. Both quite interested. The physical, he says, will be important. He's recovering from shoulder surgery. Now the Bills also making some moves left and right. Receiver John Brown, 3 years, $27 million. Again, Jordan, that's seven if you want to do the math there.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't have enough.
What I keep trying to tell you, Devontae Parker apparently staying with the Dolphins. Tom Pelissero saying they're working on a 2-year contract to stay there. And also, this is going to hurt you. Bills are signing receiver Cole Beasley.
Ugh. How much?
There's no word on that just yet.
There's no way they signed up for 20 minutes.
By the way, Adam Kaplan reporting 10 minutes ago, the restructured deal with DeSean Jackson and the Eagles, 3 years, $27 million, $15 million in guarantees, $13 million fully guaranteed at the signing. The first 2 years is $18 million. Cole Beasley, here we go. We got numbers. You ready? 4 years, $29 million. So 4 years, $29 million.
That was a little bit too expensive.
Beasley will get $17 million over the first 2 years of the deal with Buffalo, $14.5 guaranteed. Cowboys wanted him back but didn't come strong enough with the offer. So, again, to get back to your point, these are some of the guys that you were talking about that you liked, that receiver, and what did I keep telling you? To me, whatever little amount of money I have, I just can't go that way. Now, the Saints, I saw somebody text me earlier. One fan's a little tired of the Costco brand moves that they're making, but
clearly what the Saints have done, is it anything different that they've done the last 2 years when they started turning around from the 79 seasons? What are they doing? They're keeping their own. They're making sure of keeping some of those players. Now, your Chris Banjos and stuff like that, they may not be big moves nationally and things of that nature.
But they're key pieces.
But they're key pieces, right? And here's the other aspect of it. As I keep saying, you still have Tre'Quan Smith. I have no idea what's up with Dez Bryant, right? Ted Ginn showed he can still play a little, no doubt. Let's see what Cameron Meredith can do if he gets healthy enough. He already comes back from his European trip, as Bryant said. Remember that Kobe Bryant took the same, you know, European trip to kind of, you know, get better. But my point is, you have chances there. Plus, I don't know, Trayvon Dural, some Keith Kirkwood. I mean, you can develop some of those other things. I think health of the offensive line, depth moves. I don't know what we're doing at D tackle because I don't know who's starting there next year for the first game of the season. I just, if I only have north of $3 million, I have to be careful with what I'm spending. Aside from the fact I purposely just read you some of the numbers, right, of the receivers and what they're getting. Remember who's going to get paid at the end of this season? Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas likely will be the 5-year, $100 million or something of that nature type receiver. So remember, some articles came out the last week or two saying, Mike Triplett being one of them, keep an eye to the future on some of the other players you're going to have to pay here as well. Here's the other thing. Why are the Bills spending this kind of money? Because they need to win. They need to win. They need to get back into the postseason. Why the Lions? Because they didn't make the playoffs last year. If you're one of those Saints fans that absolutely is convinced, no matter what I tell you or show you, or we can look at the game film and say, well, you know, the Saints could have made a few more plays to win that championship. No, no, no. If you're going by the call, did it? If you're a call away, are you not a playoff team if Mark Ingram doesn't come back? Are you not a playoff team if maybe Alex Okafor doesn't resign? Which, again, no one signed him just yet. No, no, you might have a chance to bring him back. But, again, you went out and spent this year's first and last year's first, combined them to go get a defensive end on the right side to pass rush in Marcus Davenport, right? Get it? On the field, Alvin Kamara is your guy. I think the risk you take is, you know, the leadership void, the friendships you make in the locker room, and Mark Ingram was very well respected. Cam Jordan tweeting, to me, that's family. I've made a lot of friends in the locker room, and I've created family ties to some guys. I've watched some of the best teammates leave, and if, and he puts that in caps, this happens for real, this one's gone hurt. Josh Kazetstein, TimesPicayuneLa.com tweets, the Ravens are currently the front runner to sign Mark Ingram per source. Again, I'll be interested to see the money there. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, said it was around $4 million. Lee, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, bud?
Hey, Gus. Man, just all these moves going on, I was just thinking about you over the weekend. I was like, I wonder what Gus' reaction to this is. But anyway, hey, I was calling about the moves thus far. I have to say I'm not surprised by the Teddy Bridgewater thing. Because, I mean, when you tell anybody, well, listen, he likes it here. He likes the system. He's learning the system. And he knows, you know, he's going to get a fair opportunity to be the starter after Drew's gone. So I think from his standpoint, it was a no-brainer. Pass up the more money now and get the big contract later when he's become the number one guy. So I think he kind of invested in us a little bit. And I like that. I like that's a good character. That's a leader right there. On the aspect of us losing Mark over maybe $500,000, I think. I don't know. I mean, think about when he was out for the first four games of the year. You know, it just seemed like the team chemistry wasn't, like, great. at that time, even though we had a pretty good record, it didn't seem like the chemistry was great at that time. It just seemed like we was missing our general, in, so to speak, in the locker room. And I don't know. I just think that leadership thing, I hope it don't come back to bite us again like it did with Malcolm Jenkins and Rom Harper when we let both of them guys go. And it just seemed like our defensive side suffered a little bit leadership-wise. I hope that doesn't happen again with Mark Ingram apparently not coming back to the Saints. So, I mean, I'm looking at it from an aspect that the intangibles that he brought to the team, I don't think you could put a dollar amount on it. And I think the Saints just did. They put a dollar amount on it, and I hope it don't bite us in the butt. What's your take on it?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's what I keep saying. You have, man, almost two-thirds of the team you're going to have to give new deals to over the next couple of seasons. And look, it's when you see big money being spent. Look, Kansas City, right? Kansas City's offense is incredible. Their quarterback won the MVP. They're incredible. Incredible team. Could have gone to the Super Bowl. Their defense is terrible. They had to throw $14 million to Tyrann Mathieu. And you're nuts if you're Mathieu, and don't take it. Because if that defense can somewhat turn around, I'm in the Super Bowl. I mean, to me, Kansas City's a favorite next year. I mean, they could have beaten the Patriots. They could have. You had a phantom roughing the passer call that extended a drive. Another penalty on fourth down that would have won it for KC. And I'm just, they're right there. So I'm Tyrann Mathieu, man. It makes a ton of sense for me to go there. That's a trending upwards team. When you look at a lot of these other receivers, or, you know, Cole Beasley wants his money, let's go to Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo's got to go contend in the AFC East with the Patriots. They have to pay people more to come there and do that. So, again, that's why I keep trying to remind people, and you know this, Lee, the Saints are right there. They need to make smart moves. And they could, why didn't you just raise your eyebrow to me?
Keep talking.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to see your point a little bit more.
You can't. Here's the thing. Your guy, Cole Beasley or Adam Humphries, right?
Right.
Or Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Okay. Some of these other tackles, like the guy that the Raiders just got, right? And or they kept $68 million, or Ryan Ramczyk, you're going to eventually have to pay. I mean, you have to make either or. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget, some guy named Marshawn Lattimore, Alvin Kamara. These are all going to be big paydays. You can't tie yourself into long deals. You might see a flurry of 1-2 year deals with team option, player option in year two. That's what the Saints have been doing. That's probably what's going to come. Let's take a quick break, Lee. Thanks for the phone call. We'll talk a little bit more about this specifically with Mike Triplett. What to expect against Ziggy Ansah, one of the top pass rushers in the NFL. Bills and Saints, he set visits with. He's coming back from shoulder surgery. But looks like Latavius Murray is going to be a new Saint. Grand two terms with the team, reportedly 4 years, $14 million. It's about 3.6 average. Looks like the Ravens are the front runner for Mark Ingram. Looks like it came down to money. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, said it was about around $4 million was the Saints' offer to Ingram. So he probably wanted more. Teddy Bridgewater, apparently turning down a bigger deal in Miami to remain with the Saints. Does it mean that this is Drew Brees' final season? I shudder to even say that sentence. Mike Triplett next to discuss that with us on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. First you try to bend me and make my backbone
slide. But when you find your We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much-anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at Kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Pelicans taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. 1:15, David Grubb is going to join us to talk about the Pels and some NBA action. That game can be heard right here on ESPN New Orleans at 7 o'clock. We are an affiliate for Pelicans basketball. Coming up at 1:05, Jordan the intern, who do we have from Milwaukee to talk a little bit about the Bucks and their exciting season?
Bart Winkler. He's a co-host of Chuck and Winkler on Milwaukee's 105.7 The Fan.
There you go. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, joins us to talk about a very busy morning. Mike, how are you today, bud?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Let's get right into it. Got a lot to kind of touch into. And again, if you have any questions for Mike, we can open it up. Mike, if you don't mind, we can throw some questions out there from callers as well. 800-998-1003 if you have a question for Mike specifically. Let's touch on Teddy Bridgewater first. Apparently turning down a bigger deal. We don't have any numbers or anything from that nature or even how long the deal to stay with the Saints is. No new info from that from this morning, right?
No, and still not. Completely official, at least on our end, though it's, I think, still expected to happen. I guess there's, no finality to it quite yet, but all signs seem to be pointing that way, and we do not know the financials on it. Obviously, the Saints benefiting a bit from there not being a huge market for starting quarterbacks in general and Bridgewater this year. But also, I think, kind of shrewd on their part that they got him in the building and got a little sneak preview of each other, and they obviously both liked what they saw.
You know, one of the things that you wrote about in the past, and we've talked about it too, is just when he first signed with the Saints, how familiar he was with this offense. And really, as the season went on, obviously we saw the Instagram videos of him dancing and stuff like that, but when you see guys like Michael Thomas tweeting out, hey, we're building something, we want to keep him here. Look, that young core, it's almost like a Aaron Rodgers scenario of this sorts, that when he eventually gets to say hut-hut as a possible starter, he would have had at least a season or two under his belt in the locker room with those guys, working with those guys. That's probably as best-case scenario as you can hope for.
Yeah, I mean, the only drawback is how much money for a team with such limited salary cap space
you
want to spend. I mean, it feels like a luxury, but there is no doubt that it's a dream scenario. I mean, you know, we've been wondering about life after Drew Brees for years, and, if they would have drafted Pat Mahomes, obviously that would have been a great move because he's turned out to be such a phenomenal quarterback. But, like, I mean, you weigh those. They didn't draft Deshaun Watson that year, you know, when they could have drafted him. Do you use first-round picks? Do you use salary cap space? How much do you invest in your backup QB in waiting, who theoretically won't play? But the payoff is obvious. If Drew Brees ever retires, to have a guy not only as good as Teddy Bridgewater, but to have him in the building for a couple of years learning the system and practicing and developing, it's more of a smooth transition than I had probably ever pictured during, the last five years or so of the Drew Brees era.
Do you think this is the final season of the Drew Brees era in New Orleans?
I don't think it's automatically that. I mean, he was still obviously playing so well last year that he was the leading MVP contender for most of the year before he fell back down to earth a little bit down the stretch. If he wants to keep playing, I don't know that they shove him out the door, but, you know, I think they are now prepared that any year could be his last year. So I'm really curious to see that, and I'm really curious if they talked to Brees at all to try to get some indication of what his plans are before they decided whether to keep investing.
I thought about the same thing. I almost feel like you make a move like this or you decide to keep a quarterback like that, and if you go by what Diana Rossini tweeted earlier that she asked Sean point blank over at the Combine, and he said Teddy Bridgewater is my guy, that if that conversation had already happened, you know?
Right, and, you know, I mean, that could have just meant, are you looking at any quarterbacks in this year's draft class if, you know, he doesn't have to. But, look, when they were going to draft Mahomes, they would have let him sit for 3 years. I mean, they weren't going to shove Brees out the door. They understand the value of this position. I think we all do, covering the NFL, that it seems crazy to have that much salary cap space tied up in one position, but it's the quarterback position. And the alternative is wasting multiple first-round picks and multiple free agents in the Denver Broncos over the last few years with all the quarterbacks they've drafted and the free agents they've tried and the trades mm-hmm. they've made. You don't want to get caught up in that. If you really like the guy, you're willing to spend time and money and resources to say, hey, we like what we've got. We're not going to mess this up.
Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, joining us to talk about the developments. I guess you can look at it that way. Nothing's official or team sends press releases out, obviously, until tomorrow. Michael Thomas, 8 minutes ago, right as we went to break, essentially, tweeted, Mark Ingram about to pull an Anthony Barr. Stay tuned with the prayer hands emoji and sad face. Cam Jordan's already come out and said this one's going to hurt. If that happens, Latavius Murray and the Saints apparently agreeing to a 4-year, $14 million deal. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, says the offer for Mark Ingram, Mike, was around $4 million. Look, I think when you look at this, the bigger impact would be how he's viewed in the locker room. Would you agree?
I don't know about bigger, but at least half the equation, yeah. I mean, him and Cam Jordan are obviously the closest of friends. He's been such a good mentor to Alvin Kamara. Guys called him the heart and soul of the team last year when he was suspended for 4 games. They pumped his his voice into the practice field. There's no question that Mark Ingram was beloved, and he's a guy you would love to have in that locker room forever. I understand this. I understand why he's become their number two running back, and I understand he can't, especially with the salary cap constraints we were just talking about, that it's even more of a luxury to have two number one running backs on the roster. But there's no question he's going to be missed. There'll be a drop-off in production on the field, and like you said, one of the most beloved players in the locker room. So all the positive things you say about Teddy Bridgewater and how he's been such a good fit to that locker room, you're losing a guy who is probably, you know, as I said, some guys call him the heart and soul of the team.
Mike, one of the things about Latavius Murray, it's, you know, same age, three less seasons, similar numbers. I mean, you can't say, look, Mark Ingram, 2,000-yard seasons. Murray had 1,000-yard series season. What kind of back are the Saints possibly getting with Murray?
Yeah, there's a drop-off there. I'm not going to say similar numbers. I mean, Ingram is averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Murray's averaging more like 4 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. They thought maybe he'd be the heir to Adrian Peterson, and he wasn't quite up for that role and battled a little inconsistency. So, the salary shows it. You're going for like a little bit of a poor man's Mark Ingram, but you're getting an experienced guy who played this exact same role in Minnesota as a compliment to Dalvin Cook. If Kamara misses a game or two, Murray can be the every down back that fills in for him. I mean, he's really what you draw up as what you think of a $3.5 million number two complimentary back. And the thing that he's especially good at is inside the 10-yard line. He's a big 230-pound back who is among the NFL leaders in touchdown runs inside the 10-yard line. He has was it, like 26 touchdowns over the last 3 years, which is obviously a nice skill complement to, you know, what Alvin Kamara brings. It's a little bit more, instead of boom and zoom, this one's a little bit more thunder and lightning.
Yeah, no, I agree. So it'll be interesting to see from that standpoint as well. Another report coming out a little bit ago, Ziggy Ansah. Apparently, Bills and Saints schedule a little meeting. There is a top pass rusher, shoulder surgery there. Is that kind of an upgrade trying to get into that situation there? Are you looking at, obviously, a need on the D-line? Bills, Saints, to me, I'm Ziggy. Obviously, money matters, but, you know,
yeah.
Saints probably a better place winning-wise.
Well, yeah, and look, I mean, obviously, the physical is going to be important for any team evaluating Ziggy Ansah. I think he's coming up shoulder surgery or a shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not surprise me that they're aiming high at that position. I wrote last week that we know their top needs, and I think a pass catcher is by far number one. But if they don't re-sign, I think they need to either re-sign Alex Okafor or replace him. I mentioned Ansah on a list of names. I mentioned Cameron Wake because he's got the Jeff Ireland connection.
Right.
I mean, they can't just go into next year with Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, and then, you know, Trey Hendrickson and other guys, the position where they constantly rotate a third pass rusher in. Pass rusher is so important that I think you need to either re-sign or replace Okafor. And this, I think, makes it obvious that that's a, you know, they're considering some top options there. And he is a top option. I mean, didn't he get franchise tagged last year?
Okay, because that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, in pace that, I wonder if some Saints fans sit there and go, wow, this guy may demand some big money. You just drafted a guy in Davenport. Are you saying that you don't have faith and confidence in him? To your point, this defense played better when you had two guys rotating at those positions and things of that nature, right?
Yeah, there's room for three pass rushers. Now, I don't know that Ansah moves inside as much as Okafor did. You do wonder a little bit how to get them all on the field. But a lot of time, I mean, shoot, Marcus Davenport only played about 50% of the snaps last year. You know, a lot of times you benefit from these guys playing part-time roles, staying fresh and only playing on the pass rush downs, and you can find ways to get three of them on the field at once. So you can never have too many of those guys. Although I'm very curious to see what his price range is. Is he like all these other edge rushers that are signing for $13 million a year? That's a little steep, but as we know, the Saints completely ignore the salary cap most years and always find a way.
Well, like I said, it'll be interesting. I know Jordan, our intern here, he's nervous. He's seeing all these teams, Mike. So your last question, How can we make Jordan less nervous? Because I don't think he's alone. There are a lot of Saints fans. They're like, look, all these other teams, the Lions, the Niners, the Eagles, NFC teams making moves left and right, signing everybody. The Saints are not doing that. So calm down, Jordan, our intern. What would be your best advice, Mike? What would be your best advice?
Well, you had to know going into this year that the Saints couldn't be too aggressive with so little cap space, but they also had some of the least needs in the NFL. I think ESPN had a chart that they put out where they ranked like the health of each position on the roster, and they had the Saints with the best roster in the NFL. So I always thought this was going to be a, you know, pick your spot, sign just a couple guys here and there. But I do think pass catcher is one that they have to get, and I think that's probably leading to some of the anxiety. You know, I thought slot receiver and tight end were the two spots, and we've seen a lot of the slot receivers go. If the Saints don't end up with another top pass catcher, that would be the one thing where I think they're missing in this free agent market. But everybody else, I think they can wait it out on a defensive lineman, whether it's an end or a tackle, and try to get that second week bargain. Maybe that's an Ansah or, you know, somebody else, like when they originally got Okafor. The only top of the market type guy I think they really need is one pass catcher.
Tom Pelissero tweeting just now, Mike, as we'll let you go with this. The Lions, the numbers coming in were Trey Flowers from the Patriots. 5 years, $90 million, 56 guaranteed, 40 guaranteed at signing. Patriots weren't going there. So the Lions are going all in. They want to get back into the postseason, man. They are spending the money. Look, it is what it is. As you said when we had you on a couple weeks ago, you have to spend looking to the future. The Saints going to have some huge free agents you're going to have to pay for eventually, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. You'd rather be the team that has a pretty good roster intact and wants to manage it here and there than the one who has to build a whole new one.
Yeah, I like how you said that, Jordan. I like how you said that. You'd rather have a roster that's so well intact, you don't have to go overpay all those other folks. You see, does that make you feel better?
Yes, that makes me feel a lot better.
There we go.
He's comforting me with his words.
Well, Mike Triplett is a father, so he just comforted you like a dad. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. At Mike Triplett. So we're going to follow him on Twitter. Quick break. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, 800-998-1003. We'll talk Bucks at 105. We'll talk Pels and NBA at 115. Still want to play the Russell Westbrook situation that took place yesterday. Very odd and strange. Plus, head coach Tony Clark of Thibodaux High School, his basketball team won the 5A state title. We'll talk with him coming up at 205. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Sports fans, tune into the Sports Corner every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for our interactive live sports talk show. From prep sports to college and the pros, we'll have media members and coaches as guests as we bring you up to date in the latest news in the world of sports. Call in as we invite your comments and questions. It's the Sports Corner every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on ESPN New Orleans.
As we get deeper into the college basketball season, it becomes pretty clear that the top-ranked teams are those who landed star players during the recruiting season. But if you're running a business, where do you go to find top recruits? LinkedIn, where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you are looking for and then recommends qualified candidates, many of whom you won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It's all you Will Wade folks that are feeling that the FBI's got nothing better to do. Join the intern. They're cracking down on colleges. Dozens charged in alleged cheating scam or college entrance test. Have you seen any of this? Like, celebrities apparently are paying. The Dan Lebertard show, we're talking about this morning. A couple of big name celebrities, and I guess this is a thing. I didn't even know this was a thing. They're paying schools to have like fake sports or fake scholarships or whatever to get you, like, let's say I want you to go to Stanford, right? The rowing team. and you're a recruit, and again, the parents are paying up to anywhere between a couple of thousand to $1 million to have the school then accept you because you can't get in because of your SAT and SAT scores, so you can actually go to Stanford and graduate. I didn't even know this was a thing. The FBI just had a press conference. 300 FBI IRS agents participated in arrest and alleged college cheating scam named Operation Varsity Blues. 38 individuals have been taken into custody.
Oh, is that the thing where you pay someone to take your SAT for you?
No. They're skipping that. We're going straight.
Oh, so they're going straight. They're going full on paying the school.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I've heard of people taking the ID and giving it to them, taking the test.
Oh, you've heard about that. It's amazing. Here we go again. Huh? You know how to break into submarines yesterday? PBS now you know.
Documentary.
No, it wasn't. Stop it. My kid watches PBS.
BBC,
all of
that. Whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. We were not watching Daniel Tiger, and then the next episode at 8:30 was how to cheat your way into college.
BBS, whatever it's called.
BBC?
BBC, yeah. It was on one of those. It was
up
on that
next,
channel.
After Sesame Street, how to cheat your way into college. That's wrong station.
There was a big ordeal about it in a certain state.
Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Hey, man, nothing wrong with cheating as long as you don't get caught. That's the name of the game. You got to cheat to win.
There it is.
These days.
There it is.
You're cheating. You're trying. You're not cheating. You're not trying. You're failing. So nothing wrong with cheating. I mean, except you're doing it on your wife, and then it really counts. But that's another story. That's a different story then. But you can win there, too. But that's another story. Anyway, Mark Ingram gonna sign with Buffalo?
No. It looks like the Ravens are leading contenders there. Although, Jordan, you just saw... They're also not out of the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes as well. So I don't know if Mark's going to get the money that he wants, no. Which is probably why Michael Thomas said, well, it could be an Anthony Barr situation where he was going to go to the Jets and then at the last second decided I'm going to stay with the Vikings.
Yeah, but what quality running back do they have in college that we can draft out of there that's like a Mark Ingram?
What do you mean?
I mean, who can gain the most, gain the same yardage he can gain in college that's available?
For who? The Saints?
Yeah. For the Saints.
Well, they agreed a deal with the Latavius Murray, 4 years, $14 million.
Yeah, but, everybody say he's a drop-off. So, what's the deal with it?
I think it's pretty similar numbers-wise. I mean, in terms of three seasons less and production, the offense is a little bit different as well. I mean, look, here's the thing. All you need to know about it from this standpoint. What does Sean Payton feel? If they went out and gave him a 4-year deal, tells me they think that he can play in this offense, right?
Yeah, but guess what? They did that same thinking with Darren Sproles, remember?
Sproles is pretty good.
Yeah, but they did that same thinking with Darren Sproles, and they wind up, not having a Darren Sproles back there. They wind up having to draft Alvin Kamara.
That turned out pretty well, but I'm saying
they had to wait a couple of years to draft him.
Uptown Ruler, I got to hit the top of the hour. Hear the music, but I have to break. You can call back later if you like, but let's see what happens and how it plays out. Top of next hour, though, who we got coming up from Milwaukee? I don't know why I like to say it. That's terrible.
We have Bart Winkler, co-host of Chuck and Winkler.
Nice. Talk a little Bucks basketball for him that season. And then, of course, little David Grubb will talk NBA. We'll talk, it's not just the Pels and Bucks tonight, but also the Russell Westbrook situation that happened last night in Utah. We'll touch on that as well, plus more of the Saints and free agency news. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.